Is there a miracle coming? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If we use the Associated Press delegate count, here's what Hillary Clinton has to do to stay on the race. A March 4th landslide. On March 4th, Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont have 516 delegates on the table. She needs to win 74 delegates more than Obama. That works out to about 58% of the vote in each state. With 58% of the vote in each state, she can claim she's got her groove back. What do the polls say? That she has a better chance of changing water into wine. Speaking of that, you can call Barack Obama's speeches vaporous, as David Brooks did in the New York Times, but that vapor is pulling a lot of customers into the restaurant, and they're paying customers. The Obama campaign collected $36 million in January, something no U.S. politician has ever done. Oh, but there's more. Of the 300,000 donations in January, 90% of them were for $100 or less. There is so much future fundraising potential in that donor list that Obama may take back his decision to accept federal spending limits. He'll argue that since those limits are meant to discourage candidates from depending on the fat cats, the issue, in his case, is moot. He can argue he doesn't need the fat cats or their money. He could also point out, although I don't think he will because it would sound too Machiavellian, that in politics, mailing lists are gold. Mailing lists are power. And that while his rhetoric may be vaporous, a mailing list like that can twist a lot more congressional arms than mere experience. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.